But it's good to be here and to spend some time again together. What a fantastic series we've had as we've studied the book of Joshua. I don't know about you, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've enjoyed each of the messages, and I trust you have. I think Christian and David have led us through some great studies, some tremendous words of encouragement, and some tremendous challenges. If you haven't heard them all, I really encourage you to go online and listen to them, and again, reflect on them, and let God speak to you. Possessing what God has promised. At the very heart of the series has been this great theme that God promises and God gives his people his very best. God promises and gives his people his very best. It was true for the children of Israel, and it's true for us today. So tonight is termed an evening of reflection, a time to consider what God has been saying to us over recent weeks, to meditate perhaps on what he has promised us, and to contemplate on what he has prepared for us. What have I learned? What have I learned as I've again gone back to the book of Joshua? What have you learned? What have you learned? What has challenged you? And what have we as a church learned? Well, I'll kick off. As I've again read these chapters from Joshua and listened to God speak to me, I've reflected again on the importance of walking with God, of journeying with God. And that means walking in obedience to his word. So I've reflected on the importance of walking. I've reflected on the importance of being strong and courageous. When we started out in chapter 1, that phrase appears 4 times in the first chapter of Joshua. Be strong and courageous. You know, I remember the first time I was really encouraged to read this chapter. It was over 30 years ago. And I was setting out in a very early and in a very minimal leadership role, but those words were just so important to me. Be strong and courageous, not because you have any ability or in any human matter can deal with things, but because it goes on to say, I will be with you wherever you go. Those were the words of the Lord to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. Why? Because I will be with you. Be bold. Have confidence in the strength that I can give you. I've reflected also on the importance of trusting in his promises. God is true to his word. He is faithful, and I can enjoy the truth that he has already won the battle for me. I can live in the blessings that come from his victory as I face each day and each circumstance of life. So for me, my simple reflections are that I must walk in obedience to his word as I journey on the path that he takes me. That I must be strong and courageous in only the strength that he can give. And I must trust in the promise of victory and the blessing that he has already given me. He's already given me so much. So possessing what God has promised. For the Israelites, God's promise given to Abraham many, many years before the events of Joshua was that they would possess a land, the land of Canaan. So again, the question I've reflected on, the question I've asked myself is, what land is God asking me to step into? What has he planned for me? What about you? What has God been saying to you? How have you been challenged? And what about us as a congregation, as a church, as a community of his people? What is God saying to us? As a church, God has been taking us on a journey. Alan reminded us at the end or during the AGM that we are part of a river of Christian witness in this city, not part of a stagnant pool, but part of a vibrant river, experiencing the leading and guiding and direction of God. Why is that so? Well, it's because of those who walked before us were obedient to his word and boldly and with courage stepped into the land that God had prepared for them. And if we even think in recent years what that means, what that included, well, it includes a church plant in Kirkliston and the blessing that came from that bold step of faith. It's involved very much more recently us moving up to Drummond High School with the blessing that's come with that. Growth, numerically, we have seen God provide. But also growth in the deepening of maturity in people's walk with God. People who in our congregation have taken bold steps with God, deepening that spiritual maturity through discipleship and service for him. It's also, we could reflect, included a number of individuals, of couples, of families who have stepped out, who have moved on in their journey to serve God within this city, across this nation, and indeed to the very ends of the earth. Think of Matt and Rose serving God in Italy. Michael Gompertz in the Far East. Paul and Joanne Friend in Fernie Hill. Susan Buchan, we heard this morning, how encouraging to hear what she's now doing in Paris. David and Emma and the family in Uganda. Paul and Rachel and their new venture in Bingham. People who have stepped out with courage and with boldness into a new land. Just consider the land that each of those people has stepped out into. And I ask myself, what is the land that God is asking me to journey into? And what about you? And what about us as a church? What land is God asking us to step into? I believe it's no coincidence that today is Groundbreaking Sunday. Do pick up a little prayer card. Make sure everybody has these. We're about to embark on the next phase of our journey in the history of this church, building community. But what does that mean? What does it mean for you? What does it mean for me? What does it mean for us as a church? Again, as I've reflected on the studies of the last few weeks, I've also thought, what do I need to change that will allow God to use me? And you, no matter what stage of life you're at, and we've some of our younger people here, we've some here at college and studying, we've older folks, and again, Christian encouraged us this morning, no matter what stage of life you're at, God has amazing things in store for each and every one of us if we're obedient to his call on our life. That includes the very young, but it also includes those who are more advanced in years. Was that the term he used? So as we, as part of Bellevue Chapel, look forward with anticipation at the prospects of additional accommodation and settling into a new land, what does that mean? What does it look like? What is God saying to us? Chapter 3, when we studied in Joshua, was the crossing of the Jordan. And it commonly is considered to symbolize entering into the fullness of blessing which God has promised us. And I want to pick one verse, because having looked through a number of our studies and readings, this verse just stood out, and I just want to leave it with you this evening. It's Joshua chapter 3 and verse 5. And it says this: "Then Joshua told the people, 'Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.'" Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." What does that mean for me? What does that mean for you? What does that mean for us as a church? You know, the children of Israel, they faced a big challenge, didn't they? The way before them appeared very challenging. If we even step back before they even got to the Jordan and go back 40 years earlier, when those 12 men went out to spy on the land, only two thought that they should enter and take it. It was difficult. It was challenging. What they were about to embark on was not perhaps the easiest route they could have taken. But not only was the big picture of the conquest of the entire land challenging, when they got to that river, it was going to be challenging. In chapter 3, verse 15, it tells us that the Jordan was overflowing its banks. That time of the year, it was a real torrent of a river. And it appeared going to be very challenging. Strong currents, how were they going to cross? So yes, they faced challenges. They faced perhaps difficulties. And for us, it might be the same, whether that's personally or as a church. Personally, many of us in the church family are facing challenges, and it comes in different forms and in different ways. It might be those challenges of seeking direction or purpose, or in determining what God wants to do with our lives. It may be the challenge of coping with an illness, or a family that's struggling, or navigating through a career change. Might be a health problem. But all these things, in human terms, may appear very challenging, and there's no easy answer. The journey may appear difficult. As a church, we've thought a little bit in recent weeks that our culture is becoming increasingly hostile against Christianity. It may appear that it's a difficult time to do outreach, to be a witness in this area. So the path ahead of us, the journey ahead, may appear difficult. What should we as individuals do? What should we as a church do when we face our River Jordan? Well, I think we just have to come back to what we've been learning about, what we've been studying, and it's to walk in obedience to His word, to be strong and courageous because He has promised to be with us, and to trust in all that He has promised us in the land that He has set out before us. So in verse 5, and in this verse we've read, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. God said He was about to do something great, but before He did, they needed to prepare themselves. And you know, the Bible is replete, or it's absolutely full of examples of those who prepared themselves because God did something special. If we go back to Exodus, in Exodus 19, verse 10, before God gave the people of Israel the Ten Commandments, He instructed Moses, go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and have them wash their clothes and be ready for the third day. In Matthew chapter 4, we read that Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days in the wilderness, preparing Himself for the mission that God had set before Him. Before He left earth, Jesus told His disciples to prepare themselves by spending time in prayer until they would be filled with the Holy Spirit for the work that He had for them to do. And Paul, in speaking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 21, said this, if a man cleanse himself from these things, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Paul told Timothy that if he wanted to be an instrument of useful service to God, someone who God would really use in a special way, that he should cleanse himself, prepare himself. All of these examples, all of these instances tell us that before God does something really special with His people, He asks them to prepare themselves for what He's about to do. If we want to be used by God as individuals, we need to prepare ourselves to be consecrated before Him. If we as a church want to be used by God, we need to do the same thing. I believe God has something really special ahead of us. I believe He has some amazing things in store for us in the coming months and years, but it's not just going to happen. We have to concentrate and consecrate ourselves to God, prepare ourselves for the wonders that he might do tomorrow. And we can think of that in the context of the building and the new opportunities that that will be bringing. And that's wonderful, but we don't have to wait until the building is done. How do we prepare for what God wants us to do literally tomorrow morning, Monday morning, when we go to work, when we go to college, when we meet our neighbours, when we do the school run, when we spend time with our friends, our family? Are we prepared and consecrated, ready and willing for what God wants to use us for what God has for us to do? So I ask myself the question, am I walking with God? Am I studying his word? Do I have a thought that God could use to pass on to someone else that would touch their heart? Have I spent time in praying, asking him to give me courage and boldness to strike up that conversation? Is my life clean from sin so that I can be an instrument that God, through his Holy Spirit, could use to speak into someone's life? And you, are you studying God's word? Are you spending time in prayer seeking boldness and courage? And as a church, are we studying God's word? Are we praying as a fellowship for that courage and boldness to be an effective witness in this community? I believe we are. And I believe we need to continue to do that. God is bringing us on an amazing journey, a wonderful journey, and we need to be part of that. So if we want to concentrate ourselves, consecrate ourselves like Joshua, he told them to prepare themselves. So as we just take time in communion tonight, we have time to reflect on what he's done for us, on the victory he gives us, on the journey he's taken us, and to again ask him to clean our hearts, to forgive us, and to bring us that rest and assurance in him, and the assurance of that victory. So we need to seek his forgiveness for any aspects of our lives that are not pleasing to him, and rededicate ourselves to seeking God the way we should. And we know, as we've studied and go on through the chapters of the book of Joshua, that the result of Joshua's command to the people of Israel was that they did consecrate themselves, and God did do amazing things, and God did give them victory and rest in the promised land. And indeed, in chapter 3, if we even stuck there, when the priests of Israel came to the Jordan River with the Ark of the Covenant, we're told that the river separated. The river wall stood up to one side to allow the people to cross through to the promised land. And that was only the beginning of the miraculous things that God did amongst them. When they consecrated themselves, God did do amazing things among them. So as I've reflected, and there's so much we could have taken from the various studies, this was the one thing that jumped out at me. What is it that God can do with me? What is it that God can do with you? What is it that he wants to do with us as a church? Well, I believe he has amazing times, wonderful times ahead for us. But for that to happen, we must remain obedient in our walk and in our journey with him. We must be courageous and bold, knowing that he is with us along each step of the way. But we must be prepared in our attitudes and in our actions, trust in his promises, so that indeed he will do amazing things for us tomorrow. Thanks, Judith.